fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
And on 13, 12, 16, we're putting people into the draw to win 4 tickets to the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival. Anyone who gets through to the show. We're asking, what is the weirdest thing you've ever put in a sandwich? Now, we're talking about this because a mum out of the States, her name is Bev Weedner. She is behind the cooking blog Bev Cooks. Now, she's getting trolled online, poor old Bev, for her latest video, which talks about her latest invention, which I think she thinks is going to revolutionise the sandwich world. Let Bev explain.
You know how we have, like, cheese slices and meat slices? Why not peanut butter slices?
I'd like to stop Bev right there. The reason we don't have peanut butter slices is because you can't spread meat or cheese with a knife. You fool. You stupid, stupid woman.
But Tommy, Bev is saying that peanut butter notoriously, now I don't eat peanut butter, but notoriously rips bread.
Okay, I'm someone who loves peanut butter and I will agree, I'll disagree that rips bread. It's hard to spread if you don't know how to spread it. There's a technique.
There's some hacks.
Yeah.
But Bev is saying we should freeze the peanut butter and make slices. Now, her technique seems a little bit more arduous than just working out a hack, maybe heat up the knife or get sturdier bread. Have a listen to the process on how Bev wants you to make these peanut butter slices.
So I found that if you take peanut butter and spread it sort of in little just a block across some parchment paper, then just pull this over the top, fold it over, grab your rolling pin, go over it just a couple of times, and then that's that. In the freezer she goes. The next morning, it's frozen, and then you can take kitchen shears and cut little squares out of it, and then just throw them back into the freezer, and you have a stack of peanut butter slices, and you just slap it on. It's ready for you, and it's not going to rip your bread. It's perfect.
Firstly, I think anyone whose reaction to something freezing in a freezer, which is this, should be already questioned, potentially institutionalized.
Can you make that noise happen 3 times really fast? And tell seagull. I'm claiming seagull.
Yeah, not bad. But also, so in case you caught that, I know it was quick. She puts a blob on some baking paper, some butcher's paper, folds it over, rolling pins it out, freezes that, and then cuts that frozen block into sandwich size cubes, squares, so it's ready to go.
So
she says
ridiculous.
It comes to room temperature pretty quickly, so, you know, it's fine. It doesn't rip your bread.
But no one has ever, ever thought that a peanut butter sandwich was a problem.
No, she is making it so much more complicated. It takes 24 hours to do this. You have to put it in overnight.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Hey, Mum, can I have a peanut butter sandwich? Sure, tomorrow you can have one because I've got to make your peanut butter frozen slices.
Oh, just...
Which begs the question...
What's the weirdest thing you put in a sandwich?
Yeah, frozen peanut butter. My dad used to do sausage roll in a roll.
Sausage roll in a roll. Okay. So are we expanding this out to rolls as well?
Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you put in bread?
Okay. What if I put in bread?
You would have done some weird combos.
Nah, see, my dad always used to do like a chip sandwich, like salt and vinegar chips, like crisps.
Like crisps?
Yeah, in a sandwich. That's a bit of fun.
That's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird, but it was good.
Just 2 bits of bread and some chips.
And butter.
And butter?
Yeah, it's good.
He can go to the long, slow brunch in the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival.
I'll make you one today, but we want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. What's the weirdest thing you put in a sandwich?
We're going to put you in the draw to win 4 tickets to the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival. Taking your calls next. 13, 12, 16. What's the weirdest thing you put in a sandwich? And we're talking about weird things you put in a sandwich after this American mum is being trolled online for her latest cooking blog where she talks about frozen peanut butter.
You know how we have, like, cheese slices and meat slices? Why not peanut butter slices?
So she's basically putting squares of peanut butter into the freezer so when her kids want a peanut butter sandwich, she has these frozen, ready-made squares.
Because she reckons peanut butter straight on the bread rips the bread?
Yeah, she's obviously doing it way too aggressively.
Well, don't use a shovel then. Use a knife, you silly, silly woman. Ali and Shepparton, mate, what's the weirdest thing you've put in a sandwich?
It's not me, but my girlfriend, she puts...
Vegemite, peanut butter, and jam.
Pretty disgusting, but she loves it.
3 spreads? No butter, Al? Is she going butter as well?
puts the butter right on the bottom, but she loves the butter.
Oh, my God. Four spreads in one sandwich. That is hectic.
I can understand the peanut butter and jam combo.
PB&J.
Yeah, but the Vegemite is so...
odd.
Yeah, just a weird... Have you tried it before, Al?
I've tried it once, but never again.
Yeah.
Yeah, won't be doing that anytime soon. Al, thanks so much for getting involved. You are in the draw for the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival, October 2021 and 22. Winners announced on Friday. Good luck.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Joe in Ngambi, what's the weirdest thing you've put in a sandwich?
My kids put Stras, sprinkles and barbecue sauce.
I can get around the Stras and barbecue sauce. Not that I would ever eat Stras, but I used to put ham and barbecue sauce in a sandwich. So that's kind of the same, but the sprinkles.
Like fairy bread, Joe.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. No offence. Why are you letting them do this?
Well, you know, that's what they like, so you've got to give them what they like.
True, this is true. Don't get in their way.
I guess if it makes them eat their lunch at school, you'll put whatever they want in a sandwich.
Yeah, something like that.
Are you making it for them, Joe? They're making it themselves.
They started making themselves, but now I just make it because they love it. So.
Have you got the ratio right? The right amount of barbecue sauce to the right amount of sprinkles?
Yeah.
You got a down pat.
And I guess you would need the barbecue sauce in there because without the barbecue sauce, the sprinkles would go everywhere. But with the sauce, the sprinkles stick to the sauce.
They're trapped.
It glues it together, yeah.
Exactly. You're a smart woman, Joe.
Like ants in honey.
Exactly.
Joe, thanks so much for getting involved. That is a great one.
No worries.
Kind of. You are in the draw. You and three mates going to the long, slow brunch at the Numurkah Food Bowl Festival. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jess and Tommy. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.